beg you to grant my soul, grant my soul its proper taqwa, and to refine it.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya wal Mursaleen. Amma ba'd, fa'a'udhu billahi minash shaitani rajeem. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Rasulullah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habiballah. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Nabiyallah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Nurallah. My dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, there are countless benefits of reciting durood and salam on the best of creation, the seal of prophethood, peace of our heart and mind, the most generous and kind, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. He, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, is reported to have said that whoever recites durood sharif upon me on the day of Friday 200 times, Allah azza wa jal will forgive 200 years of his sins. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وآله وسلم. My dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, intentions play an absolutely crucial role in our life. Their importance can be realized from this saying of our beloved Prophet صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم, إنما الأعمال بالنيات, that actions are dependent upon intentions. Therefore, I beg the intention that I record this silsila to gain the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal and for the benefit of the people. You can also make some good intentions to gain some reward. You can also make intentions that I will try to watch this silsila with full attention and remove any obstacles that will come in the way of my concentration. Whatever I will learn, I will try to remember by making notes if possible, and I will try to act upon this information and also convey it to others. My dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, welcome to our silsila, The Burning Issues. In this silsila, we try to learn about important social aspects of our daily life that have significant impact, not just on an individual, but also on the family unit, the wider community, and the nation as a whole. The aim of this silsila is to develop a basic understanding of these issues so that we can bring a change within us, a change that will be positive, leading to peace and tranquility in our homes and in our neighborhood. In this episode, we are going to discuss another very important issue, and that is of drug misuse. Drugs is a word that sends a surge of fear when we hear it. Parents are always worried about their children abusing drugs, and no one wants anyone to end up abusing drugs. However, sadly, many of us, especially our youngsters, they end up falling into the trap of drugs. This topic of drugs will be covered in two separate episodes. In the first part, we will try to cover the following topic areas. How common is drug abuse? Where do people get drugs from? Why do people actually take drugs? What are the effects of drugs on our body? What are the withdrawal symptoms experienced when the drug levels fall in the bloodstream of a drug abuser? And finally, the problem with addiction. And in the second part of this episode, we will try to cover mental health problems associated closely with drug misuse, social consequences of drug abuse, crimes associated with drug misuse, how to give up the bad habit of drugs, how to talk to your children about the issue of drugs, and finally, very important role of Dawat-e-Islami in reforming drug addicts. My dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, the aim of this episode, drug misuse, is to raise awareness among the viewers of Padmini channel on the issue of drug misuse so that they can help their children and other family members to stay safe from this extremely dangerous habit, which can cost many people their life. Also, an individual who is under the influence of drugs, how can he fulfill his rights towards people and his rights towards Allah Azza wa Jal in this state of intoxication? If we understand different aspects of drug abuse, then we will be able to help these individuals fulfill their obligation, and by doing so, we will gain pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. My dear Islam brothers and viewers of Padmini channel, let us first look at the extent of drug abuse. How common is it that people use drugs? Sadly, drug misuse is much more common than we think it is. United Nations Office on Drugs and Crimes produces an annual report on facts and figures on drug abuse throughout the world. According to 2016 World Drug Report, up to 5% of global population is using drugs. That is 1 in 20 people. In numbers, that is 247 million people across the globe who use drugs. Out of these 247 million people, about 12 million people inject drugs. And as a direct consequence of injecting drugs, 1.6 million people are living with HIV and 6 million are living with hepatitis C, which is a liver infection, which can actually cause cancer of the liver and eventually death. Number of people who die each year as a direct consequence of using drugs in different continents is as follows. In African subcontinent, every year about 39,200 people die as a result of abusing drugs. In North America, 52,500 people. In Latin America and the Caribbean, 5,200 people die every year because of using drugs. In Asia, a large number of 85,900 people die every year because of using drugs. In Western and Central Europe, this figure is 9,200. And in Eastern and Southeastern Europe, this figure is 12,700. And on average, number of drug users is increasing each year. If we talk about UK in particular, then drug abuse is an even bigger problem here in UK. I have chosen some statistics from 2014 Crime Survey for England and Wales, which looked at the issue of drug misuse. The findings from this survey showed that around one-third of adults aged 16 to 59 said they had taken an illicit drug in their lifetime, which equates to around 11.2 million people in the UK. For adults aged between 16 to 59, the drug that was most commonly used was cannabis. And around one-third of adults reported using cannabis at some point during their lifetime. And for young adults aged between 16 to 24 in UK, the drugs most widely used were cannabis, powder cocaine, and ecstasy. My dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madni channel, clearly these figures are very alarming. If we are not aware of this problem, this does not mean it is not happening out there. We need to open our eyes to this problem to help us save our fellow Muslims, whether it is our children, relatives, neighbors, or other members of our society. Otherwise, this raging fire may engulf our homes as well. One question that comes to my mind is, where do people get drugs from? It is very important for us to be aware of the answer to this question so that we have a better understanding of the whole problem and we can help others to keep away. I would like to use the statistics from England and Wales Crime Survey of 2014, which shows where do people actually get drugs from. 96% of drug users, they obtain their drugs in a nightclub and they take it whilst inside the nightclub. This clearly shows that those who visit nightclubs, they will end up buying drugs and taking these drugs whilst having a party. This survey also reveals another frightening statistics. 93% of drug users, they obtained their drug at their own home and took the drug whilst in their own home. So parents need to wake up. Your child may be using drugs under your nose and you don't even know it. 74% of drug users buy and take drugs when they are at someone else's home. Drug dealing also takes place on the streets, in the public parks, and an increasing number of people are now buying drugs on the internet. Parents cannot afford to leave their teenagers unsupervised. The message from these statistics is absolutely clear. Home parties, nightclubs, streets, and even public parks, none are safe from drugs. You cannot simply say that I will ground my child at home all the time and this will save them from drug abuse. The solution lies in educating the children about harmful effects of drugs and keeping a close eye on your teenagers. You also need a friendly relationship with them that leads to trust and they feel comfortable sharing their experiences with you. Without a trusting relationship, the battle against the drugs cannot be fought with success. The next question we need to understand in the fight against the drugs is, why do people take drugs when they may be aware of the harmful effects of drugs? My dear brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, usually drug misuse starts in teenage years. Therefore, we will try to understand the teenage mentality behind the drug abuse. As we learnt in the previous episode, the teenage years, the mind of teenagers is developing and combined with the upheaval of hormonal changes, they struggle to think ahead into the future. Their decisions are mostly based on here and now. Teenagers live in this present without much reflection into the future. They wish to enjoy the present moment. Drugs clearly give an initial buzz, which can entice youngsters to try it as a means of getting joy. They are also inquisitive in nature and try to experiment different things to enrich their life experiences. Using drugs is one of those items on their list to try and experiment in their life. Some people use drugs to escape social or personal issues because when they are under the influence of drugs, they feel detached from the reality. This temporary state of ecstasy relieves them of the pains of real life. Unfortunately, these drug abusers, they do not realize that their problems will only get worse with using drugs. As a Muslim, we need to realize that peace and tranquility lies in the remembrance of Allah Azza wa Jal. If we are punctual in offering our daily prayers and do the recitation of the Holy Quran with translation and commentary, give charity and help people around us, these are all those acts that are part of remembrance of Allah Azza wa Jal. Madani environment of Dawat Islami is that blessed environment through which we can acquire all the necessary skills to help us remember Allah and consequently obtain the real peace and tranquility. Some people try drugs because their friends are taking them and they don't want to be left out. There may also be a factor of peer pressure into using drugs. And there is one very important factor here, and that is the role of drug mafia and drug dealers. These are the individuals who are out there looking for vulnerable members of the society and offer them free spliff to get them hooked onto drugs. Once hooked, the drug dealers and the mafia will use these vulnerable individuals to make money. These are some of the factors that may be playing a part in an individual experimenting with the drugs. This is by no means a detailed account of reasons behind drug misuse. Illicit drugs, or shall I say just drugs, are made from chemicals which have significant effect on our brain and other organs of the body. Drugs can be broadly divided into three categories based on their main effects on our body. They may act solely as stimulants, they may act as depressants, or they may act as hallucinogens. Quite a few drugs have mixed effects. Drugs that are called stimulants, they make you feel alert and like you have lots of energy and confidence. However, they can put pressure on your heart and there is a risk of heart failure. These drugs, which are called stimulants, they're called cocaine, speed, ecstasy, and mephedrone. Drugs that are classed as depressants, they make you feel relaxed and chilled out, but they can slow down your heart rate and breathing, which can be fatal. These drugs include alcohol, tranquilizers, heroin, cannabis. Then the third type of drugs, which is called hallucinogens, they can make you view reality in a distorted way. Your sense of movement, your perception of time, they can either speed up or slow down. And you might see vivid distortions, illusions, or hallucinations, which means that you see actually things that are not there. Drugs that cause hallucinations, these include LSD and magic mushrooms. In addition to these three broad categories, each particular drug has its own specific effects and risks. Some drugs are quite new and their harms may not yet be fully known. Some of the effects of drugs are immediate and they're experienced within minutes, whilst other effects may take days or weeks to appear. We will try to learn about both these immediate and long-term effects of drugs on our body. The short-term or immediate effects that occur in drug users depend on the amount of the drug they use, the potency or the purity of the drug, and whether it is mixed with another mind-altering substance or not. Drugs can affect a person's thinking, they can affect a person's mood, they can affect their energy levels, and they can affect their perception. Drugs may impair motor functioning. They may interfere with decision-making and problem-solving and reduce inhibitions, as well as cause a host of physical health problems. Some of the more common substances that we abuse include alcohol, hallucinogens, opiates, inhalants, and each of these will produce their own unique short-term effects on our body. Some common short-term effects of alcohol, they include mood swings, impaired judgment, lack of coordination, problems with concentration, problems with memory, slurring of the speech, uncontrolled eye movements, and then reduced level of consciousness, even leading to coma. low levels of intoxication of alcohol are likely to result in increased sociability and euphoria, while higher levels of consumption of alcohol can result in sedation and dangerously low pulse, heart rate, and breathing rate. Drinking large amounts of alcohol can result in blackouts or memory loss for the events that occurred while intoxicated. Hallucinogens such as DMT or LSD or magic mushrooms, they may all elicit hallucinations. They may also alter the sensations, or they may actually cause problems with other senses. We may actually feel intensified perceptions. There may be element of significant anxiety or depression or increased heart rate causing palpitations. There may be dilated pupils causing blurred vision. We may experience excessive sweating, tremors, paranoia, impaired judgment, and impaired motor control. Hallucinogen intoxication is commonly referred to as a trip, and a negative experience is called a bad trip. So tripping on a hallucinogen may increase the risk of suicide and development of depression and other psychotic experiences. Using opiates such as heroin or painkillers like morphine, they can be particularly dangerous because it often leads to breathing difficulties. Some side effects typical of opiates include euphoria followed by apathy, dysphoria or nausea, vomiting or pinpoint pupils, itchy skin or inattention to the environment, slowed thinking and slow movement, attention difficulties, memory problems, drowsiness, slurred speech, and even coma. The decreased breathing rate caused by opiate intoxication can result in oxygen deficiency, eventually causing death. Inhalants, they are everyday household products such as cleaning fluids, spray paints, glue, and markers. Those people who abuse inhalants, they typically inhale the chemicals through their mouth or nose. These drugs are often abused by children or adolescents because they are so easily accessible, so easily available. The short-term effects of inhalants are short-lived, only lasting a few minutes. The possible side effects of inhalant abuse include euphoria, lethargy when you feel very tired, poor judgment, dizziness, nausea, vomiting, hallucinations, delusions, blurred vision, slurred speech, impaired coordination, muscle weakness, slow or delayed reflexes, slow movement and slow thinking, tremors, and eventual coma. And even short-term use of inhalants can have fatal consequences. Let us now look at some long-term effects of these drugs that we have mentioned. Long-term drug and alcohol abuse can have disastrous physical and mental health consequences. Alcohol use is widespread and has become linked with a number of different medical problems. Use of alcohol gives way to compulsive misuse, and when it is used heavily and over a long period of time, alcohol can be detrimental to both physical and mental health. Some of the potential long-term effects of alcohol abuse, they include cirrhosis. This is a disease of the liver. Alcoholic hepatitis, again another disease affecting the liver. Alcohol can also cause liver cancer. It can also cause pancreatitis, cardiomyopathy, which is the heart actually stretches and becomes weak and its function of pumping the blood becomes inefficient. Alcohol can also cause irregular heart rhythm, which can expose us to the risk of suffering strokes. Alcohol causes high blood pressure. Alcohol causes stroke. Alcohol causes mouth and throat cancer. Alcohol leads to weak immune system in the long run. Alcohol causes irritability, depression, and suicidal thoughts. Those suffering from alcohol dependence, they may experience uncomfortable and potentially fatal withdrawal symptoms such as seizures. Severe alcohol withdrawal is referred to as delirium tremens and is a life-threatening condition that requires immediate medical treatment. Individuals who use hallucinogens can experience persistent psychosis, chronic psychotic symptoms that don't dissipate once intoxication wears off. These symptoms include paranoia, mood and visual disturbances, and disorganized thought. MDMA or ecstasy is associated with nervous system toxicity, such as persistent memory impairments, psychological dysfunction, imbalance of hormone production, sleep problems, and damage to the brain tissue. My dear brothers and viewers of Padmini Channel, we'll now look at some withdrawal symptoms of people who are actually using drugs. As an individual continues to use drugs, over a period of time, his body will get used to the presence of this particular drug in his bloodstream. He will now need certain level of drugs in his body for his brain to function normally. If the levels of the drug in his blood fall below a certain range, that is when he has not had the drug for a few hours or few days, then he will experience unpleasant physical symptoms. These physical symptoms tend to be different for different drugs, but can include increased heart rate, increased blood pressure, sweating, vomiting, diarrhea, chills, muscle cramps, and tremors. Drug withdrawal can also cause psychological symptoms, which include agitation, irritability, mood changes, and changes in appetite and difficulty in sleeping. More serious withdrawal symptoms such as confusion, seizures, and visual hallucinations, they indicate a medical emergency, and this requires immediate medical treatment. Now we will look at the problem with addiction. Addiction is a very common problem with drug misuse, and that's the most significant important aspect of drug misuse. Addiction is when an individual has a psychological desire to keep on using a drug even though it may be causing them harm. They may have clear cravings, but they usually always find it hard to stop using. For many drugs, if you stop using after a period of regular use, you may experience unpleasant withdrawal symptoms, and this can become a cause of continued use and dependence. The initial decision to take drugs is typically voluntary. You know, no one forces individuals, except very few circumstances, to take drugs. When these people will use drugs for the first time, they will perceive what seems to be positive effects. They also may believe that they can control their use. However, with continued use of a drug, a person's ability to exert self-control can become seriously impaired. This impairment in self-control is the hallmark of addiction. Drugs can quickly take over a person's life. Other pleasurable activities become less pleasurable, and taking the drug becomes necessary for the user just to feel normal. They may then compulsively seek and take drugs even though it causes tremendous problems for themselves and their loved ones. Some people may start to feel the need to take higher or more frequent doses, even in the early stages of their drug use. These are the telltale signs of an addiction. Addiction is a major problem associated with drug misuse. The consequences of this are truly devastating, because once addiction develops, then the individual will leave everything else but not the drug. He is willing to sacrifice everything just to get the pleasure from the drug. Sadly, There are so many painful stories of addiction that I cannot mention due to being on a channel. Eventually, the drug ends up on a road, craving for his drug. Consequences of addiction will be mentioned in detail in the next episode. But let us try to understand, why does addiction develop? Brain imaging studies of people with addiction show physical changes in the areas of the brain that are critical to judgment, that are critical to decision making, that are critical for learning and memory and behavior control. The human brain is the most complex organ in the body. The brain is made up of many parts that all work together as a team. Different parts of the brain are responsible for coordinating and performing specific functions. These illicit drugs, they can alter important brain areas that are necessary for life-sustaining functions, and they can drive the compulsive drug abuse that marks addiction. Brain areas affected by drug abuse include the brainstem, which controls basic functions critical to life, such as heart rate, breathing, and sleeping. The cerebral cortex, which is divided into areas that control specific functions. Different areas process information from our senses, enabling us to see, feel, hear, and taste. The front part of the cortex, the frontal cortex or forebrain, is the thinking center of the brain. It powers our ability to think, plan, solve problems, and make decisions. The limbic system, which contains the brain's reward circuit, it links together a number of brain structures that control and regulate our ability to feel pleasure. Feeling pleasure motivates us to repeat behaviors that are critical to our existence. The limbic system is activated by healthy, life-sustaining activities such as eating and socializing. But it is also activated by drugs of abuse. In addition, the limbic system is responsible for our perception of other emotions, both positive and negative, which explains the mood-altering properties of many drugs. Drugs are chemicals that affect the brain by tapping into its communication system and interfering with the way neurons normally send, receive, and process information. Some drugs, such as marijuana, heroin, they can activate neurons because their chemical structure mimics that of a natural neurotransmitter. This similarity in structure fools the receptors and allows the drug to attach onto and activate the neurons. Although these drugs mimic the brain's own chemicals, they don't activate neurons in the same way as a natural neurotransmitter will. And they will then lead to abnormal messages being transmitted through the network. Other drugs such as amphetamine or cocaine, they can cause the neurons to release abnormally large amount of neural transmitters or prevent the normal recycling of these brain chemicals. This disruption produces a greatly amplified message, ultimately disrupting communication channels. Most drugs of abuse, they directly or indirectly target the brain's reward system by flooding the circuit with dopamine. Dopamine is a neurotransmitter present in the regions of the brain that regulate movement, emotions, motivation, and feelings of pleasure. When activated at normal levels, this system rewards our natural behaviors. Overstimulating the system with drugs, however, produces euphoric effects, which strongly reinforce the behavior of drug use, teaching the user to repeat the same behavior. Our brains are wired to ensure that we will repeat life-sustaining activities by associating those activities with pleasure or reward. Whenever this reward circuit is activated, the brain notes that something important is happening that needs to be remembered, and teaches us to do it again and again without thinking about it. Because drugs of abuse, they stimulate the same circuit. We learn to abuse drugs in the same way. When some drugs of abuse are taken, they can release 2 to 10 times the amount of dopamine that natural rewards such as eating do. In some cases, this occurs almost immediately when the drugs are smoked or injected, and the effects can last much longer than those produced by the natural reward mechanisms. The resulting effects on the brain's pleasure circuit dwarf those produced by naturally rewarding behaviors. The effect of such a powerful reward strongly motivates people to take drugs again and again. This is why scientists sometimes say that drug abuse is something we learn to do very, very well. For the brain, the difference between normal reward and drug reward can be described as the difference between someone whispering into your ear and someone shouting into a microphone. Just as we turn down the volume on a radio that is too loud, the brain adjusts to the overwhelming surge in dopamine and other neurotransmitters by producing less dopamine or by reducing the number of receptors that can receive signal. As a result, dopamine's impact on the reward circuit of the brain of someone who abuses drugs can become abnormally low, and that person's ability to experience any pleasure is reduced. This is why a person who abuses drugs eventually feels flat in mood. He will feel lifeless and depressed, and he is unable to enjoy things that were previously pleasurable. Now the person needs to keep taking drugs again and again just to try and bring his or her dopamine function back to normal, which only makes the problem worse, like a vicious circle. Also, the person will often need to take a larger amount of drugs to produce the familiar dopamine high, an effect known as tolerance. People who suffer from addiction, they often have one or more accompanying medical issues, which may include lung or heart diseases or stroke or cancer or mental disorders. For example, research has shown that tobacco smoke causes cancer of the mouth. It also causes cancer of the throat or the larynx. It also causes cancer of the blood, lungs, stomach, pancreas, kidney, bladder, and cervix. In addition, some drugs of abuse, such as inhalants, are toxic to nerve cells and may damage or destroy them either in the brain or in the peripheral nervous system. My dear brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, we have come to end of part one of this episode on drug misuse. We have tried to learn about how common drug use is. Where do people get drugs from? Why do people take drugs? What are the effects of drugs on our body? What are the withdrawal symptoms experienced when the drug levels fall in the bloodstream? And brief overview of why addiction happens. In the second part, we will try to cover mental health problems associated with drug misuse, social consequences of drug abuse, crimes associated with drug misuse, how to give up the bad habit of drugs, how to talk to your children about the issue of drugs, and also the role of Dawat-e-Islami in reforming drug addicts. Keep watching Madni Channel. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam.
Oh Allah, I beg you to grant my soul.